Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Leadership Call on September 5th, 2018 at 1600 UTC. Attending the call today is Lauren, Russ, Eric, and Denise. From ACAN organization, we have Nagar, Jennifer, Alice, Steve, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, the first thing on the agenda is for an update from staff on Barcelona.
Hello, it's Jennifer. I'm happy to give the update. So we've got some of our team members back from PTO, so I can confirm that for the first day that the team has requested, the Sunday, at the moment, the only available room is a self-service room. So these rooms are like the pop-up rooms, but we are able to book them in advance, and they do have a Polycom phone, so remote participants will be able to join. There's no tech equipment, though, apart from that, so we would not be able to have any microphones, push-to-talk microphones, any recordings or staff support in terms of IT and tech support. Of course, the MSSI support staff will be there. With that said, the meetings team are still working on trying to find rooms that will have the full service support that we're used to. This is a priority for them. They're continuing to still work on that, even if it means that, we have to move rooms, maybe 4 hours in one room, 4 hours in another, something like that, you know, over the lunch break, maybe we could move. So that's the deal for the Sunday. On the Wednesday, there are rooms available in terms of regular session rooms with tech support. I will emphasize, though, that it's not yet guaranteed. However, you know, we're still waiting on the ESOs and ECs to get their requests in. And, again, we're working to make sure that this room gets guaranteed. And, of course, within your email to the ESOs and ECs, I know that you emphasize the importance of this session as well. So that's the status on the rooms. We have also asked Constituency Travel to begin the ticketing requests. So they have begun that process, and the review team members should start to receive the emails in the coming days. With that, do you have any questions or comments for us?
No, thank you for working this, and we look forward to getting, you know, finalizing the rooms, but I'm pleased that we will at least have a place to meet, and it sounds like Denise's call for a backup room is not going to be needed. We'll have at least the Polycom in the more ghetto of the alternatives, so that's great.
Just to be clear, though, I think this is Eric, Russ. I think I might have heard Jennifer say that we shouldn't count on Wednesday yet, that there's availability, but they haven't begun priority scheduling for the other groups. So I wouldn't assume that we necessarily want to release the consideration for an external room because it sounds like other groups might show up and abscond with the Wednesday option, right?
Well, so she said none of this was needed.
If I could just it's not guaranteed, you know, underlined. However, you know, we're confident that there will be availability for a room on both days, whether it's a pop-up room or a regular session room, and we can, you know, the review team will be able to meet.
Thank you for your work on this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is setting the agenda for tomorrow's call. As I see it, looking at the how far we got on the agenda last week, we finished the TOR and the scope. We finished the communique. It's unclear to me how far we got in terms of agreeing to the work plan. I think we agreed to the basic structure of the SSR1 first, resending the questions, then doing the ICANN SSR, the DNS SSR, and then the future challenges. Did the whole review team agree to that, or how far did we get in that part? I couldn't figure that out from the notes. Sorry.
Yeah, I got my hand up, but I'll just go ahead and jump in. So, so that's where we started, Russ, and then most of the people were amenable to that. But there was a couple people in a subsequent follow-up on the email list that suggested that upon getting through the SSR1 that we reconsider the order of things because other items might have been reprioritized in people's minds. So while the proposal from the leadership call, while I proffered that to the team and the team mostly agreed, they did point out that they wanted to be sure we could reserve the opportunity to change the order of things after SSR1. And like I said, there was an email that looks like that suggestion is being potentially taken up.
So basically it's just at the end of SSR1 review, revisit the schedule and say, does this still make sense?
Or, review the schedule and say, is this the one that people want to start with next, and let there be a case made for any kind of departure.
So it's revisit after each block and say, is there a reason to change?
It was revisit after SSR1 and see if there's a reason to change.
Okay.
This is Lauren. I also think that might be sensible. So SSR1 is a starting point, and then we consider what to do next. I think that's okay.
Okay. I'm fine with that, actually. All right. So what do you think the next step is regarding the outreach plan, comms plan? There was some discussion on the list, but I don't think we got to a point where that's closure. So is that the first item for tomorrow?
I'm not sure you're asking me, but I'm kind of confused. So we discussed the sort of the comms plan in general, and I guess I didn't think there was any necessary follow-up at this time, but I might have misunderstood. Is that what you're asking?
I expected that closure meant we would have some skeleton of a document of what we were going to do regarding outreach and comms. Jennifer provided a template, or Alice did. Maybe I'm not remembering who sent it. And so I kind of thought we'd have a skeleton filled in from that. Did that happen?
We've been discussing this on the mailing list, though, right, Russ? The draft that Denise took the pen for. And
that's right.
We agreed on the call that there'd be closure reached on that by the beginning of Tuesday, and that we looked at the template that Jennifer gave to us, and people thought it was by and large okay, acceptable for per outreach as a kind of a log of what was going on, but that we do periodic blogs, et cetera. So, I mean, that was kind of the level we discussed it at. Was it different than what you had expectations about?
No, it wasn't clear to me from the mail list that we actually did get to, okay, this is good enough, moving on. Denise, what is your view since you had the pen?
Hi, I just switched from my phone to my computer, so I may have missed something. Are we talking about the terms of reference, or are we talking about the communication/outreach plan?
The outreach comms plan.
Yeah. first one, I think it would be useful to go through another iteration and get the team's agreement on our complex outreach plan. I'd suggest that we see who would like to help with that on tomorrow's call. I don't think it'll be much work, and I'm happy to hold the pen or help someone else who's going to hold the pen on it and come back with a more fulsome communication outreach plan that sort of tracks with the timeline that we have broadly laid out and the work that we've teed up.
Okay. So let's put that as the first agenda item for, the first media agenda item. So I think that the first one will be the welcome roll call, that stuff. Then the update on the Barcelona meeting. Then we'll finalize the or figure out the next steps to finalize the outreach and comms plan. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
This is Lauren. Sounds good.
Good. Okay. In order to figure out what else we're going to do, I think I need to understand.
You want agenda item 3, finalize the outreach plan? Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, thank you.
So before we figure out what the fourth item is, I think we need to visit the fourth item on the agenda for this call, which is the interaction with the who is to and the CCT folks. I saw the note on the thread that Casey started about the CCT, but what do we think we need to do before Barcelona or at Barcelona on that topic?
Russ?
Mm-hmm.
So, technically, there's not much we can do about CCP until they actually formally issue their report. And that they've noted it should be within the next week and a half.
Right.
But there's intersections of our work with both the RDS who is and the CCT review. I would suggest that we schedule a meeting or some interaction with members of those two teams who will be in Barcelona, or alternatively invite them on one of our conference calls to add some more background and color to the recommendations in their report that intersect our work. I think those are two options. I would suggest some discussion about it. Depending on how you want to approach this, we also could ask for interested team volunteers to do a deeper dive into the text in the respective reports and come back to the team with suggestions of how we integrate it into our work. There's just a couple ideas.
Okay, so I understand that we're probably going to see something in a week or two from CCT, and it kind of makes sense for us to then ask for a call right after that, maybe a week or so that everyone on the review team can read it. Do you know the timeline for the who? Go ahead.
Brush, if I may, this is Alice. So I just wanted to let you know that the CCT is in the final stages. So essentially, they will have hopefully an adopted report by the end of this week. So all being well, we'll have an adopted report to show you early next week. And the RDS 2 is 2, as you know from Jennifer's note that was sent out yesterday, they have a draft report out for public comment. And they're also organizing two webinar sessions on September 17th, but it may be worth exciting for the review team in case you'd like to hear more about the recommendations and provide some additional feedback and so on. So I just wanted to note these two items for you.
Do you know when those webinars will be, when the times will be final?
Yes. September 17th at 15 UTC and 21 UTC. We can send that information to the group if that's helpful.
Yes, would you please do that?
Yes, of course. Happy to.
Because then it may be that we can get the bulk of the information we need from that and not have to use, you know, half of a call or something for that. So your expectation on the CCT one is that we will have something by Monday that we could read. So does it make sense to invite them to either the 20th or the 27th or ask if one of those works for them to send a representative to answer questions?
So this is Alice again. Yes, all being well, we should have the report by the end of this week that we can show you on Monday.
Will CCT members be in Barcelona? I mean, will they be giving an official discussion of their final report or not?
No, they're not planning to be in Barcelona. But I spoke with Drew Bagley, who was the lead on the DNS abuse section, and he's planning to be in Barcelona in case you want to invite him to one of your sessions. But we can also have this discussion on the call as well, if that's helpful.
Yeah, let's see if Drew's available.
Several members of the...
Sorry, go ahead, Denise.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
I'm
just
noting that I think several members of the CCT review team will be in Barcelona. I know David Taylor will be there as well. I'm working on another matter with him. So, I think there'll be ample opportunity to have that interaction in Barcelona if we want it.
Okay, why don't we see if those guys are able to attend an hour or so of either of our two sessions. See if that works. Can staff take the action to reach out to them?
Yes, we'll take that action item.
Great. Okay. So I think then the next thing for the agenda tomorrow is to start looking at the SSR1 recommendations. And doing the little flow chart we talked about at the face-to-face, you know, we already know that all of them were attempted to be implemented. There aren't any where the board said not to. And so then we need to make an assessment of whether they had the desired effect and then whether the recommendation is still relevant today. And based on those two inputs, decide whether there's anything for us to include in terms of a recommendation ourselves. So do we just start walking through them in order, starting at one? Does that make sense? Go ahead.
Essentially, I think like just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is probably the easiest option. Everyone can keep track easily. Everyone knows what has been done and needs to be done still.
Right. My expectation is we'll have a little bit of discussion and then somebody will agree to do the write-up and then we'll have a discussion on the next one and someone will agree to do the write-up and we just keep going until we get them all.
this is Lauren. That sounds good. I'm happy to take some write-ups for the call this week. Probably not. I'm at a conference, so I have like no time to do anything more. But next week onwards, I'm happy to take them.
Yeah, I think it'll be easier to have a little bit of discussion and make sure that the bulk of the inputs from the review team about whether it's still relevant today and whether the intended effect was achieved before we write too much, you know, having that high level view seems desirable.
Absolutely. No, I just wanted to say I'm happy to hold a pen, but not this week, please.
Okay. All right, so I think that the fourth agenda item then becomes review of SSR1 recommendations, and we'll start with that anyway, and I'm sure we will not get through all of them. All right, agenda item 5 is the blog post and the TOR and scope. My understanding is that, yep.
Sorry, it's Jennifer here. I missed a little bit of the conversation there, but so SSR1, review of SSR1 recommendations is on the agenda for tomorrow. Would it be helpful for us to prepare slides with each of the recommendations on there, or how can we help to facilitate that discussion?
That would be fine. Sure, that's a great way to we're not going to get through all 28, so maybe the first 5.
Okay. And last week we never got to it, but we did have the slides with all the questions on there that are outstanding. So I did want to just confirm that we have those slides too ready if you would like us to share them, and also that we're working on getting answers to those questions.
Thank you for reminding me. Let's do the questions first, and then we'll do the review of recommendations.
Okay, and I see that Denise has her hand raised. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, this is actually relating to what you just raised. Thanks, Jennifer. And will the slides have that table that staff created sort of filled out for them in terms of your estimated time of providing a response if it hasn't been done, and any other notes related to that? And then that's one question. I think a second question is, and this has been discussed a couple of times on the team, that answering a specific question by providing a link to an hour or so meeting discussion isn't as useful to the team members as it could be. And so I think perhaps, I don't know if we need to address this or if staff can just agree to answer the questions explicitly without referring to links to big, long meetings or presentations, but actually just sort of put a succinct answer, on the wiki. I think that would also be helpful.
Denise, it's Jennifer. I just wanted to confirm that we heard your request, and we'll do that. We'll put the answers in there for each of the questions instead of the links. And the slides have the questions that are outstanding. They don't have the ones that have already been answered on there. At the moment, I don't have a time frame, but as soon as, because we're starting this process back up again in terms of getting in touch with the SMEs and asking them to confirm a reasonable time frame that they will be able to respond to. So as soon as we have that information, we'll update the table with that information. But we understand that it's a priority, and we'll work on it. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, regarding agenda item 5, my understanding is that the wiki has already been updated with the updated TOR, and that the blog post will be posted today, and that staff is going to send on my behalf the note to the SO and AC chairs. today. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you can expect the blog to publish at 12 o'clock Pacific time. I can send a link when it's been published. Thanks.
Yes, please send that to the whole team. Okay, we've reached the any other business part of the agenda. Is there anything that anyone wants to raise?
Nope.
Russ, it's Jennifer. I have a question. Sorry, I should have touched on this when we discussed Barcelona. We should get a request in for an engagement session if the review team wishes to have one in Barcelona. And we should get that request in next week. So I wondered if you wanted to discuss that here, or maybe it can be a discussion on the call tomorrow. But this would just be like a 60-minute, you know, regular session for the review team to provide an update and obviously hear any questions or comments from the community.
Could you make that a sub-item on agenda item 2 for tomorrow? Because I'd like to hear the whole review team's thoughts on that. Yep.
Okay, half done. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, so could you run through the action items from today?
Sure. So action item 1, staff to send information to the review team regarding the HOOTLIS 2 webinars. And second action item, staff to ask CCT reps whether they have availability to attend an SSR 2 session in Barcelona and provide an overview of the recommendations of interest. Those are the only action items that I captured.
I think there was also one regarding the materials for tomorrow on the questions.
Okay, I'll add that. Okay. Any other action items or?
Nope, that was the only ones I had.
Okay. And then moving on, so just to confirm the agenda, tomorrow the usual welcome admin pieces. Number 2, update on the Barcelona meeting, including a discussion on whether or not to have an engagement session. Finalize the comms and outreach plan as item number 3. Item number 4, review SSR1 outstanding questions and recommendations, and then AOB confirm action items. Any other agenda items that we should add?
Works for me.
I think that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
I think we're done then. We're ending early. That's great.
Russ, I had just a quick question. I think it'd be useful to explicitly give team members a heads up and ask them to review the first, 3, 5, 1. I don't know how many SSR1 implementation items you think we'll get through tomorrow. But I think in order for us to have a substantive discussion, I think we need to explicitly ask team members to review, you know.
I think that's a great idea. I will send a note as soon as we hang up.
Right. Cool.
Thank you.
So we're done?
I think we are.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.